People who love you tell you the truth. We do love you. We're telling you the truth. Jesus died to make a way for you. Jesus told the woman, go sin no more. If you live in sin and worldliness, oh, more than adultery and drunkenness, one sin will keep you out of the kingdom. One lie cost Ananias and Sapphira their lives in Acts 5. What one sin is going to keep you out of the kingdom, neighbors? What do you love more than God's word and truth? What do you spend more time on? Are trinkets more important than eternity? Do you belong to a corrupt church system more about money and traditions of men than the truth of God? Do you live for the flesh and the passions of this life? Or do you live for spirit and truth? Sound doctrine that saves. Yeah, there's a reason Jesus said, go sin no more. Because he knows sin leads to death. The wages of sin is death. But the goodness of God leads to repentance. The goodness of God leads to eternal life. The goodness of God calls you out of the world so that you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you can know that which is the perfect will of God. What is the will of God? Many people say, I don't know what is the will of God for my life. Jesus said, my brothers and sisters, do the will of the Father. What's the will of the Father? Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. That's the will of the Father. He also said, come out of the world and sin no more. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. American culture and American churchianity does not seek the kingdom of God. It seeks a false, fleshly way. American culture, American churches are corrupt and set for the wrath of God. We don't want you to suffer the wrath of God. We want you to find eternal life, hope, goodness, truth, righteousness. We need the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ, but then you must live a righteous life as fruit you're born of him. You have to come out of the world. You got to come out of pride and vanity and flesh. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh, neighbor. We travel the country. We take no one's money. We have our own money. We worked our whole life to proclaim the biblical gospel. Jesus said, freely it was given, freely you should give. Selling the things of God the way churchianity does is a stench in the nostrils of my holy God. Pastors making it a profession, putting up temples of man, widescreen TVs, parking lots, all sin before a holy God. Sin is the transgression of God's law. America is flush with the transgression of God's law, and judgment day is coming. It's our job. It's our job to come into the streets and remind you your life's but a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. Jesus is the only path. Unless you're born of him by his spirit, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Strip down your life. Lose your life. Become a child of the King. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. If you lose your life, unless you do this, you have no hope. The churches are lying to you, neighbors. They're not telling you the truth. They're not calling you to righteousness. They're not calling you to goodness.
Neither is Jesus. He died for all your sins.
Oh, no. Not the ones you don't repent of, sir.
What I repented for.
But repentance is every day, not just a one-time thing. And if you live like the world, you're not really repentant. You're still living in your sin. You got to come out of the world, come out of the church systems, and be proclaiming him.
God says to go to church.
Oh, no. God says you join with God's true people. Name one biblical church. Name one biblical church in this area. I'll test it. Name one.
Luday Christensen.
Pentecostal.
Oh, Pentecostal. Who invented that, sir?
I have no idea.
A man invented it in about 1905 from the Azusa Street of Revival. Jesus established his body 1900 years earlier.
Right.
The Pentecostal church is full of a lot of sins, like a lot of them ordain lady pastors. That's a sin in the Bible. A lot of them keep pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday that are lies. A lot of them have the building system that God did away with. A lot of them have one guy, a professional preacher, in a box behind a pulpit that God did away with. So I have a question. I just showed you a bunch of sin. How can you worship God in spirit and truth if you practice a bunch of Pentecostal sins?
I don't.
Test yourself, sir. You're on the back of this card. Test yourself. The Pentecostal faith's deceiving you, sir. We love you. You must walk in spirit and truth. You cannot be united to the Pentecostal faith, the Catholic faith, the Lutheran, the Mormon, the Jehovah Witness. You gotta be ye separate. 2 Corinthians 6 says, come out, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. America is an unclean thing before a holy God. The American church system is an unclean thing before a holy God. What people partake in this culture, sports, politics, pride, fashion, pet idolatry, all of these things are an abomination to a holy God. Are you an abomination to a holy God? How will you stand on judgment day, neighbor? The blood of Christ won't cleanse you lest you flee and turn from all your unrighteousness. One sin, one unrepented sin is going to land you in the judgment of hell. Jesus said to the rich man, one thing you lack. And the man went away sorrowful. He lost his soul lest he repented. Turn and seek the kingdom of God. What one sin's going to cost you your soul, neighbor? Willful sin damns you. Jesus didn't die so you would live in willful sin. Jesus didn't die so you could waste your life on food, frivolity, and trinkets. Jesus didn't die so that you could be awash and lost in this culture. Jesus died to call a peculiar people to himself, to righteousness, goodness, holiness. Don't trample the blood of Jesus today, neighbors. We preached and we pleaded with you to come to the kingdom of God, to trade your old life for a new one, to be washed and cleansed in the blood of the Lamb, to come out of the snare of Satan so that you could find your way out of your sin and your worldliness and your false churchianity. Gentleness, meekness, love, truth, hope, and it's joy and it's peace to us who know Christ to come and preach and tell the truth. Don't waste your life, neighbor, on what is unfruitful. Don't waste your life on what is corruptible. Don't waste your life on that which is fading away. Your life is but a vapor, here today, gone tomorrow. But Jesus can secure eternal life for you if you'll strive for the kingdom of God every day. You can't be of Jesus Christ and of the world, ma'am. If you're of the world, live like the world, act like the world, entertain like the world, you can't be of Jesus Christ. We hear the same message all over America. I got him. I know Jesus while you live in sin. That's called hypocrisy, neighbor. Hypocrisy has you living like the world in sin and pride and vanity versus living in holiness and righteousness. We have two missions out here. Two main missions. Preach Christ crucified to the lost. That includes anybody in the world that will hear it. And then when we encounter corrupt churchianity, we must call it out. We must rebuke it publicly, 1 Timothy 5. We must warn those who claim Jesus and live in sin. Hypocrisy is going to cost you your soul. Living like the world will cost you your soul. Old people like me should know better, but they live foolishly and frivolously, not seeking after the kingdom of God. Repent and turn, neighbor, while there's time. You got to come out. You got to come out of the world. That Laodicea church is going to deceive you, sir. It hasn't brought you far in decades. You got to repent and come out. You got to be holy. You got to seek righteousness, goodness, and truth. Don't waste your life, neighbors, on that which is fading away. What a glorious Savior we get to lift up and proclaim. Thank you, Lord, that we were able to do this on this day for your glory.